What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of From Broadway to Belmont. I am your host, Krista Salms, and with me, as always, is my wonderful co-host, Kevin Koff. Kevin, jump in, say hello.
Good to be back. 3 weeks later.
Great to be back.
New platform. We see
a new platform. All new platform. Zencaster, RIP, dead bitch.
Yeah, way to charge us for our low-life hobby, Zencaster. Like, we do this, we yuck it up for an hour a week for however many listeners, so.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Zencaster. Not appreciated. Yeah.
Absolute clowns, but we're back.
Shout out Wave Room. Not a sponsor, yeah,
Shout out Wave Room. No free ads, though.
We'll see how they do. I don't know. We gotta assess the situation, but I'm liking it so far. Maybe the audio is getting crisper. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow when I listen to the episode after it posts, and you know.
Yep.
We'll either we'll see.
There might not be a podcast. You never know. Beats me.
No, honestly, fuck it. We'll put it out, but like I'll listen to it and like I'll let you know like how it actually sounds. Like,
just gonna throw it together and see what happens. But it's good to be back. Love to see it. Lots has happened. It's December already. The holidays are upon us.
Yeah, I mean, according to you, we haven't recorded in almost a month. So
it's been 3 weeks. So the 15th, yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah, spam.
IELTS just won. Love to see it. Big 7-3 win. But yeah, we're back. Life, you know, we're busy fellas. You know, we got a lot going on. I mean, I don't do as much. You got to plan a wedding, so
that's I'm planning a wedding. Notch in your belt. You know, I moved back here like 2 months ago. I'm planning a wedding. Thanksgiving came and went. Christmas is right around the corner. I'm seeing people I haven't seen in years. Hanging out with people left and right. shaking babies, kissing hands, you know how it goes.
Yeah, all I'm doing is playing Fortnite with our good friend Josh and getting some wins. So glad our life priorities are in line.
Love you guys are getting real skibbity Ohio.
Hey, we've caught some dubs on the fort. So
yeah, because you guys are the freaking Whizzlers.
Whittying anyway. It's gonna be back regardless. This is off the rails already. Good start to Wave Room, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like not much has changed with the Rangers. They're still kind of a wagon. Just to hop right into it.
Yeah, I mean, going into the standings real quick, if you look at the league, they dropped down. They were at the top of the league for a little bit. They're currently sitting second in the league behind the Golden Knights, 18-5-1. And people are still finding, like, reasons to complain. You want to know how crazy, how bored Rangers fans on Twitter are? I saw a couple people, like, responding to it saying that maybe Fox isn't worth the $9.5 million that the Rangers are paying him.
What a wild take.
I saw it. I was like, I'm not even, I saw a couple of the replies. I'm like, I'm not even going to entertain reading all of this. It's just pure boredom at this point. Like, I have to believe, because the team is 18-5-1. I didn't look it up before the podcast started, but I have to assume that is one of the best starts the Rangers have had in probably the last 10 years, maybe. I have no idea.
I mean, it's got to be, I would say, like the last 15. I mean, that's what that goes back to 20. My math's terrible. 2008, right?
So
maybe like it's got to be up there. I mean, I'm thinking maybe 2014, 2013 was better, but maybe 2014, 15. But yeah, I mean, they're having a great start.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm looking at a quick article here. Through in the 1983-84 season, in the first 13 games, the Rangers went 10-2-1. So they're putting up numbers right now. 18-5-1, 37 points. You know, they're a plus 16 goal differential right now. You want to hear something crazy? You want to know who has the highest goal differential right now?
Let me guess. Goal differential. Not the Islanders. Goal differential. It's somebody weird.
Playoff it's a good team.
It's a good team. I mean, I know the Kings are a wagon. I don't think it's them though. Goal differential. Ooh. I don't know.
It is the Kings.
Oh, it is the Kings. Dude,
plus 36 this year. Yeah. They're on fire right now. Yeah, so they're at plus 36. The closest behind them is Vancouver with plus 31. Vegas is in third, plus 25. Boston second at plus 20. Detroit plus 19. And then the Rangers. Rangers are under Colorado at plus 17. The Rangers are plus 16. So, yeah, a lot of teams are. Yeah, a lot of teams are playing well right now. And you want to know what else is crazy? Arizona plus 14 goal differential.
Dude, Zona's having a good year. They're putting it together.
They're having a really good year. They're getting. They have a lot of like their depth guys that are playing really well. There was someone. I think you have them on your team.
Nick Schmaltz.
No, fuck. I forget who.
Oh, Michael Carcone.
Yes, I wanted to pick him up the other day
because I couldn't believe it, bro. Or do I still have him?
I think you do because I was trying to pick him up the other day because he got the chicklet bump. Yeah. He's playing like out of his mind.
You got a big chick was bummed. Do I have
if you dropped him, someone else has him though.
I dropped him. Damn it.
then someone else has him. But
I picked up Luke Evangelista, that's right. Oh, that stinks. Let me see.
Yeah, but he's he was someone I was looking to get because I was listening to Chicklets and they were talking about it. But back to the Rangers. Yeah, so Rangers are 18-5-1. They look really good right now. Just to kind of run through some of the. And again, we haven't recorded in 3 weeks, so I don't remember like half of these games. when you think about it, some of their big wins since we last recorded, they beat the Devils in New Jersey 5-3, Pittsburgh in a tight win 1-0, Boston the day after Thanksgiving on Black Friday 7-4 in the Garden. The Jets lost that day. That loss you were sticks there, out. Right? I was there. It was cold. Luckily, I didn't see the Hail Mary pick six before the half.
One of the most disgusting things I've seen in my life.
I was in line getting food beer. And beers. Oh, yeah. And you want okay. So I'll allude to this early. My bum of the week going back all the way then is MetLife. Did you know that MetLife stops serving alcohol the entire second half?
Really?
They
that
do
feels like
not
a bad business strategy.
Yes. Like, so we're in line. We all get food. We all get beers. And the lady who's serving us, you know, we're chopping it up with her. And she's like, oh, I don't know if you guys know this, but an FYI, we stop serving it at the end of the half. She's like, you got that's like insane. 3 minutes before the game kicks off again. And I'm like, wait, you stop like serving everything like alcohol? She goes, yeah, you could still get like food and soda and stuff, but no more alcohol. And I'm like, double everything. We're getting double everything.
Stadium series. Wonder what's gonna happen there.
I have no idea. So that has me a little nervous.
Waveroom just said our network quality is excellent. Thank you, Waveroom.
Yeah, I keep getting excellent and then poor. But yeah, so thanks for the constant updates, Waveroom. just because my Wi-Fi in my room sucks right now, but it's okay. Yeah, so they beat Boston 4-7, and then start of December, some of the results they've had. They beat Nashville, they beat the Sharks in a close game, and then lost to the Senators on Tuesday. And the Rangers don't play again until Saturday, so a little bit of a break in their schedule, but they play back-to-back, play Saturday and Sunday. Saturday in Washington, and then Sunday in the Garden, they play the Kings. So, yeah, the Rangers look good right now. I don't know.
Getting Kings on a back-to-back to play the Isles the day before.
Beat them up for us.
You got to start Jonathan Quick that day. You got to start him, right?
Yeah, he'll probably start.
Play Saturday? Sorry.
They play the Caps on Saturday, so I mean,
you probably start Igor that game. You got to start.
You'll probably start Igor, especially because he's got like 4 or 5 days rest. So Igor will probably play on Saturday. Yeah, you got to start Quickie on Sunday. That's like a no brainer.
Too good of a story great. Not to.
Yeah, great call there. So the Rangers look good right now. I was talking to our friend Jake, your acquaintance, my friend Jake.
We'll get and, to true friendship soon.
Yeah. I kind of agree with him. We were kind of talking about it, just based on the loss on Tuesday. I think the Rangers, and I hope it's not like in these next couple of games, but it'll probably be at some point in December. They might start to hit a downslide a little bit, maybe go 500 on the month as opposed to being, you know, winning more games, being above 500 like they have in the last 2 months, obviously. I took their schedule away, so I don't know like what I'm looking at here, but or what games are upcoming outside of the two I just talked about. I do see them maybe slipping a little bit, not being as good as they should be, but still competing. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I feel like every team kind of goes through it. You got to go through a little bit of adversity throughout the season, lose a couple games, you know, you're on a little bit of a stretch where you lose, and then you go on a stretch where you win. The Rangers have been winning a lot. Obviously, if you want to compete, especially long term, to get those good seeds, you want to win as many games as possible. So I'm setting expectations right now for me, for myself. The Rangers will kind of go through the month of December, maybe slightly above 500, but around 500 is what I'm expecting.
Really? Wow, that's still pretty low. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. And again, that's just me being like the pessimist, just to kind of keep my expectations low. And then when we record, you know, in 2 weeks or whatever, the Rangers have
you get won all fired every up.
Game since, yeah, when, since the, yeah, they win every game since we last recorded, I'll be like, yeah, no, I was a fucking idiot.
I think so that's about that. Right, though. I mean, like, it feels like the Rangers, I think they're probably obviously the favorites to win the division right now, but like, I think you're right. I think you are lowballing them, but like,
yeah,
they're playing like an elite team right now. I think they're really good. I'm trying to be unbiased. Like, I'm not trying to make any bad statements on them. They're playing like an absolute elite team right now, like a Vegas or like a Colorado. I think the Rangers are a very good team. I don't think they're any elite team, but I think they're very good. So I think they're playing a bit more above what they can chew right now in terms of like an 82 game pace, especially like Panarin. I just did the math. He's on pace for 55 goals. Stuff like that's going to kind of even out, come back down to earth. But I obviously think they're still division winners, really good team. But like, I think they're playing just a bit, just a tiny, tiny bit above their weight class right now. But that's never a bad thing for a little bit.
No,
it's fun.
I mean, like, and they have such a stronghold on first place in the Metro right now. I mean, they're a full 8 points ahead of.
Hey, watch out who's in second place now.
You're tied for second. Technically, Islanders are the third place team, just based on record. But points, yeah, you're tied with Carolina in points.
Yeah, because let's see who's got the tiebreaker. Sorry, yeah, Carolina's got the tiebreaker, but hey, Islanders are so. We'll get to it later. But yeah, the Rangers are looking right pretty good, way ahead of the second place, like you said.
Yes, I mean, like, yeah, they got a stronghold on first right now, and they got a game in hand, which also helps them. So, you know, hold on to first place as long as you can. Ideally, you know, he would love to be a first place team. Get an easier first round, home ice advantage, you know, all that stuff. Moving on from how the Rangers have been doing, they officially revealed their third jerseys. And as expected, people online, there are a lot of, so I'm like indifferent to them. I've talked to a couple of people about it. I don't love them. I don't hate them. They're fine.
They're pretty sweet. I like the stripes. I don't know how I feel about the logo. I think that's a big contention point.
It's a little too big.
Huge.
I don't know why they made it so big. They probably could have shrunk it a little bit. And I know what they're going for.
Massive.
Again, I wasn't alive in the 70s when they were wearing the crest on their jersey, so I know it's an ode to that, but it just does seem a little too large. I like the coloring though, and the arm stripes, they do look good. So I like the
stripes. I don't know. I feel like I'm always a fan of the arm stripes, but like the way they are, I don't know. There's so many. I don't know. I like them, but
yeah,
the logo, like you said, it does feel like it's kind of like when you create a team on like NHL, like 23 or whatever. I don't know. I haven't played the new NHL too much yet, but the logos are sometimes like either really big or really small. It's kind of what it feels like. It happened, but you can't go with the Rangers on the logo for everything. So I don't mind using the crest. I think it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still, you know, holding out hope to see what the Stadium Series jerseys look like. So
yeah, Christmas is coming up, NHL. What are we doing? Literally,
yeah.
What
I mean,
are
that, doing? That, like, yeah. I mean, Christmas is coming up. You blink, you're already midway through January, you're a month out and no jerseys have been released or even teased. Like, so I don't know. But it also, like, I question, like, why did the Rangers wait so long to reveal these jerseys? You're going to reveal these jerseys and then, like, a month later reveal also your stadium series jerseys. Yeah.
Why are you not doing it at the start of the season?
Yeah. So I don't know.
Weird. Classic NHL.
Two other points that I wanted to touch on is since we last recorded, Kaapo Kakko is currently out on the IR. He took a nasty spill into the boards. I thought when I first watched it, I thought he was done for the season. I thought he tore his ACL. Apparently, he is not out for the season. They said he'll be out for an extended period of time, but they are confident he will not be out for the entire season, that he will return at some point. I'm probably expecting like a March return at this point, just because it did look maybe February, but I'm probably gonna throw out March. It looked pretty nasty. I don't know what he did. They still haven't revealed like what exactly happened. But his leg and everything was all contorted.
Yeah, the board,
and he needed help off the ice. That was ugly. And then
he's gotta have a hot, just to stay on Kakko really quick. Sorry, he's gotta have a hot end to the year because he was really struggling before. And then if he's, you really struggle, then you have a serious injury. It's like, if you don't come back from that, I don't know. Is this a contract year for him as an RFA?
No, he signed a contract over the summer. This was over the summer, I think. So it was towards the end of last season. This is year one of a 2-year bridge deal. So he's got this year and next year.
He'll be back, but.
Yeah, he'll be back next season. I'm fully on board if next season he doesn't have at least 50 points, trade him. I'm done. I can't cape for him anymore.
I'm not fully be that guy.
And at this point, I'd be fine if he just became like a middle six, like defensive forward, where he's gonna,
he kind of is, I would say. I think that's temper your expectations, right? It's like if Kakko,
that's ideally what I want him to be, but at least get some points. You got to be at least hitting 40. Yeah.
Yeah, 40's about right. Yeah, it's like a guy like, I know Kakko was second overall, it's different. Like Simon Holmstrom, he's a first round pick. You expect your first round pick to have 30 goals a year, 70 points, but like, they're not always like that sometimes. And it sucks that Kakko, was second overall, but maybe, if you find your niche, you can still be a very useful player. And I think defensively he is a very useful player, I mean, he's good on the forecheck, good defensively. Like, there's still a role for him in the league. It's just like, can Rangers fans temper their expectations enough to say, okay, yes, this is what Kakko is, and like, we don't need to expect him to blossom into anything more. Like, this is who he is. He's a piece you need to like probably win a cup. You need those type of players. It's just like, kind of got to accept that at this point, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if it was Jake who sent this to me or someone tweeted it, but someone said he kind of like, maybe he's like a Niederreiter where, he does get traded and then kind of flourishes on a new team.
Could be. Like, hey, yo.
So we'll see what happens. And then the other player I wanted to touch on is Filip Hedl. Still apparently nursing. He's skating from what I've heard. And what was in a hilarious tweet from Colin Stevenson. He said that Laviolette said he expects Hedl to return at some point. It's not the full quote, but I quote tweeted it and said same, just because that's like the vaguest statement of all time. Full quote is, quote, I think he is moving in the right direction. Yeah, I think he'll return to playing. He's been out since November 3rd, so it's been over a month since he played. He does have conky issues, so
it's a lot of concussions for a young career, man.
Yeah, I think this is his fifth season. This is his fourth concussion. So
so he's what? He's like 25, right? I mean, he's our age, 25, 26, 27.
I think he's younger.
I mean, yeah,
Yeah, he was 18. You got to think. He was 18 in 2017. So yeah, he's 2 years younger than he's. He was like 24, 25.
I mean, that's a lot of brain damage for that age. I don't know. I feel bad for the guy.
I do too, especially because I've caped for him, and I thought my agenda was thriving.
But yeah, it's that one wasn't anything of fault of the player. At least it's just
that's true. So hopefully they
always get easier to get when you had the first one, which sucks.
Hopefully, hopefully he can be back on the ice soon. And they give him like the Eric Staal ass helmet where he's got this ginormous Mega Mind helmet to protect his brain.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
I would love it.
The Rangers are still getting by. Still trucking away. How's our goaltending been this year? Because I know
Igor has looked revolutionary normal.
Story, but yeah.
Igor has looked normal. He hasn't looked great by any stretch of the means. He's definitely key. Oh, that's the other thing with the Rangers too right now. The Rangers, in order to be a deep playoff run team, they need to fix their odd man rush issue. I think out of the 32 teams, they are 27th in odd man rushes per game.
So
not great there. They need to fix that problem. But back to just the goaltending, Igor's looked normal. He hasn't looked great.
Like normal Igor or normal?
Normal NHL as in goalie. Like just a regular NHL starter. Goalie. He does not look like the Igor that you would expect. Hold on, let me pull up his stats right
now.
But Quick has looked amazing. I've loved Quick. He's
been quite the revolutionary story. Good for him. I mean, never want to count anybody out, but yeah, he's had quite the career revitalization. Very impressive.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, the crazy thing is, I'm saying Igor's looked normal. In 15 games played, he's 10-5 with a 2.75 goals allowed with a 9.11 save percentage. So it's not like he's terrible. It's a save percentage is a little low.
Save percentage is a little low, yeah.
But in terms of, you know, how he's looked, he still has 10 wins, granted 5 losses, but, you know, get the save percentage up to like 9.2, 9.3. You're cooking again.
It's
a long season. Still early.
Hey, Sorokin's at .911. Look at that. And he's got a 3.19. That's the thing. So, I don't know. You can't really count on those stats, I guess, because both goalies are better than what they put up sometimes. So, it happens.
Exactly. So,
man, Kraken are 8-6. Jesus, they suck.
Yeah, they're not good this year. They,
God.
They're a little mid. You know who else is a little mid? Sidetrack. The New Jersey Devils. They're mid. I'll hand up. They are mid.
They have not been playing too great. I will give it that.
And you know what's crazy?
It's the goaltending, man.
The goaltending's been atrocious for them. Both their goaltenders have .89. Oh, no. Schmidt has a .89 save percentage. Vitek has a .87 save percentage right now. They both are allowing over 3 goals. I think Vitek is almost at 4 goals allowed a game. He's close.
That's really just not good. I mean, they got to make a move for a goalie soon. They got to, because especially, you know, like they're saying Dougie Hamilton might be out the whole year. You got to figure something out soon.
Dude, I had said it to you. I said it to Jake. I think I said it on this podcast that the Devils are like an injury or two away from not being that good.
You have said that before.
He sure got hurt. That hurt them. Hughes got hurt. That hurt them. Hamilton got hurt. That hurt them. It will hurt them. I don't want to pump my own tires, but
you did call it.
I had been saying this. And what's crazy is this is a Devils team where fans were calling for Lindy Ruff's head like 15 games into the season last year.
It was like, I think it was literally 2 games into the season.
Yeah, they were calling for his head last year. They went on an insane win streak. Then they went on a little bit of a losing streak. They beat the Rangers, got embarrassed in the second round, lost some coaches, you know.
Brunette.
Oh, yeah. Where is he now?
Nashville.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, okay, yeah. So, he, you know, they just don't look like they're clicking right now. They're very mid, yeah. But Vitek is... that's the thing with this NHL. They don't show you losses anymore. So I have to just assume. So he's got 9 wins. So I have to assume 7 losses.
Yeah, probably around there.
Maybe 3.6, but 3.6 goals allowed with an 8.77 save percentage.
Yeah, that save percentage is not going to do it, folks. That is not.
Now, I was listening to the Empty Netters podcast last night. Right. And I like them. I don't like that they chirp the Rangers a lot, though. They're a little mean to the Rangers.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. I don't know. Anyway, is that Scotty Upshaw?
No, I think that's.
Is it Missing Curfew?
Yes, that's the podcast.
I like them. I don't think I like them. Anders. Anyway.
Akira Schmid only has 3 wins right now in 10 games played. 3.27 goals allowed with an 8.91 save percentage. But I was listening to Empty Netters, and they also have really good guests. But they threw out the what it because Philly's kind of in a place right now where they're good, not great. So they can, if they want to, maybe tank a little bit. Even though I know they said like tanking isn't in our vocabulary, we're not that team. You do have to kind of perform lower. You have to lower your expectations a bit or play under what you think you can play right now if you're rebuilding. Because if you just kind of are in a place where you're the best worst team in the league, you just kind of fall in that we're going to draft mid first round or you know it's a whole big thing. Should the Devils start calling them about Carter Hart? You know,
I don't think you're training Hart at this point, especially to a division rival. No shot. I don't think. I think Hart would have been an Oiler yesterday if they were moving him.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know.
I don't know. I think Philly's got a lot of pride, especially with Tortorella at the helm. I don't know. I think they're pretty good. They play hard. I'll give them credit. They got a lot of good young pieces. I don't think they're gonna blow anything up anytime soon. But the Devils really need to find something.
They have a goaltending issue right now.
The other two teams I want to mention really quick. Sorry, go ahead about Devils. And
You call Boston, see if they'll be willing to trade Ullmark. I don't know.
Well, something's got to move Boston soon, too.
Because yeah. I don't think they're moving Swayman. So.
Probably not, just because of age. But
yeah.
It's interesting. There are two teams that are so mid that I want to talk about super quick before the Islanders. The two fan bases that argued all summer about who's better, who's going to make the playoffs. The Sabres and the Senators, they both stink on ice. Buffalo is not good at all. Who would have thought that all their players shooting 20% was a fluke last year? Shocker. I mean, it's like, what do you expect? They spent all year arguing, all summer arguing about who's going to make the playoffs, you know, division, who's going to get knocked out. Oh, it's Tampa. It's blah, blah, blah. It's just that. Bro, both your teams stink. I don't want to hear it. I'm so sick of hearing about both those teams. Look at any NHL article over the last like summer. It's like, oh, who are the next 5 cup winners? It's like the Devils, the Sabres, the Senators, the Kraken. It's like none of those teams are winning anything, bro. I don't want to hear it. That's my mini rant for the day. I think it's just ridiculous. The Sabres are so far away from winning. It's not even funny. They don't play any defense.
Yeah, I as someone who bought into the Sabres hype, I've been let down tremendously.
I wasn't attacking you specifically.
No. I wasn't taking it as a personal thing. I'm just like
I was.
I agree with you. They look like poop right now. Yeah, so do the
trash. So trash.
You know who else is kind of mid right now? And since like I mean they were like at 500 like 2 days ago. The Lightning, they are mid right now.
Yeah. Vasilevsky's looking better now, though. He gave up like 8 goals his first game and then had almost back-to-back shutouts. So he's getting back into it.
Yeah, he's getting back into the swing of things. But they're just like
Tampa's overall. Tampa's reign is definitely – it's over. They had their fun. Good for them. Happens to every team.
I'm very interested to see because it's not even like – this isn't even like a tinfoil hat thing right now. I'm very interested to see – who is in on the Steven Stamkos sweepstakes in February because he is nowhere near a contract and it looks like Tampa does not want to re-sign him.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd be the deadline, but I would definitely say that he's going to be in a different sweater next season. I don't know.
Detroit, I think this season. I think, you know, he's going to be in a different sweater this season.
He's going to look great in that under sweater.
you want to pay him?
He could be a Ranger. Never know, could've man. Heedle for Stamkos.
If the Rangers are having trouble down the middle, and they're not right now, but if Heedle's not playing up to par once he comes back, I mean, I could see them taking a stab at him, obviously.
Oh, my God. It's perfect because you know what else is going to happen? They have somebody else on their team that you can package in a deal. They have Tyler Motte on their team.
Oh, dude, don't get me started.
Hoard your fourth round picks. Don't oh yeah, we're starting started. This. We're starting this conspiracy. It's going to be like Heedle plus something plus a fourth for Stamkos and Mott.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what to say right now. I don't even need Stammer.
Just give you Mott.
just give me my golden boy back.
Mott or the Otter,
please. Moving on to the Islanders, I was a little mean to them in the outline. They don't stink out loud. They had been.
They make no sense.
Yeah, they really don't make much sense right now.
If you like polled Islanders Twitter, including my Twitter probably, because I've been pretty upset, especially on Tuesday, which we'll get to. You would think the sky is falling and that they're like a 60-point lottery contending team. This team has somehow, some way managed to get points in 10 of 11. 10 of the rest 11 games, and they are tied for second place in the Metro. What? Like, would you get that vibe from Twitter? Absolutely not.
No. Especially because I've kind of been I was stirring the pot when they were really in the gutter. I mean they were bad, but yeah, no, they've turned it around a little bit, but you still like get the vibe that like they're terrible. But yeah, so I do think you get that vibe because they just constantly blow leads.
Yes, they have blown 11 leads in the third period, which is obviously so wildly concerning. And you figure like you blow 11 leads in the third period. If you win or get to OT in half those games, you add another 6 points to your record. You are currently at 6 points, but you had 35 points. That's fourth in the league behind Vegas, the Rangers, and Boston. The Islanders are like, they're weirdly not bad. It's just like, I don't know. They just can't hold the lead for the sake of their lives. Like, they're a good team if they just were able to close out some games. It makes no sense like what they've done this year. And I mean, to start things off, I tweeted it today, and we talked about it today. Lambert's not getting fired. He's here for the season. If he was going to get fired, it would either be A, after that 9-game losing streak, 7-game losing streak, whatever, where I was complaining on the podcast, or B, it would have happened when they blew a 3-goal lead to the Sharks in the last 9 minutes of the game earlier this week. My dad brings it up, and he makes a good point that they probably don't want to pay another coach to stay home. They paid Trotz $5 million, I think it was his salary. Maybe it was closer to $4 million for last season to stay home. And now it's like, do you pay Lambert a total of $2 to $3 million for the next season or two to stay home? Plus, you have to hire another coach for probably up in the $1.5 million range, I would say, for the season or whatever. So you're factoring in over the course of 3 years, you're probably paying coaches upwards of like $10 million. I can't imagine ownership would be too okay with that. So I think Lambert's here to stay.
Yeah, I agree. You shared that point with me earlier today, yeah. And I agree. I think he's probably going to be here for the remainder of the season. I don't
think it would have happened.
Like, maybe you reevaluate over the summer, but at that point, like, I don't think so, because the Islanders are starting to improve. So like, maybe it wasn't a him thing. Maybe it was just guys weren't clicking or something. That stretch of Islanders games where like they just were constantly losing, blowing leads and losing. And I mean, they still haven't fixed like the blowing leads issue,
yeah,
but at least they're winning these games. They're on the winning side of these, you know, blown leads now.
Some of them, yeah.
It was just like an anomaly. You just couldn't wrap your head around what was going on.
Yeah. No, it makes their season makes no sense. And it makes absolutely no sense. This team does not feel like it should be in the position it is. But maybe that's a good thing, you know? Maybe do you get the bad juju out of the way now and, you know, maybe save some love for the playoffs? I don't know. I think you're right, though. He's definitely here for the year. And then you probably reevaluate over the summer. If you miss the playoffs, I think you have to fire him or not extend him. I don't know which is which. I don't know how long his contract's for. I would assume it's probably 3 or 4 years. So you probably have to fire him for 2 or 3 years. Or 1 or 2 years. Excuse me. What does that mean for Lamoriello? I don't know. I don't know if the ownership would want to fire him, not extend him. But you got to make some change if they don't make the playoffs. But you look at their points. They're well on pace to make the playoffs. Like, I'm looking at the wild card now. I'm going to regret this because I'm going off the scores. They're in the first wild card spot. Sorry, they're in a Metro spot. You look at some of the teams in the wild card. I think they can beat out Tampa, like we said.
They could beat out Philly at this point. And Toronto should leapfrog Detroit. Detroit's having a really good year, so the Islanders could probably keep pace with Detroit.
And then I have faith that the Islanders could beat out Washington, Pittsburgh,
and then the other four teams, Montreal, Buffalo, Columbus, Ottawa, whatever. The Devils could get hot. You know, we said they're pretty bad right now, but they could get hot. So
the Islanders are pretty well positioned to make the playoffs at this point, which is kind of crazy.
Based on the rhetoric going around, because just looking back at some of the last few games, they got the first win in Calgary. That was way long ago. I saw them win in person against the Flyers. That was fun. But then you got games like they play the Flyers again. They lose 1-0 in the shootout. They play the Devils where they were up 4-1 going into the third. And sorry, pause on that. They were up 4-2 going into the third, and they lose 5-4 with 20 seconds left. Against the Hurricanes, they are up however much going into the third, and they give up a goal with 2.5 seconds left. And they win in overtime, but it's like, damn, you know, I blew that lead again. Got the Sharks, the worst team in like I've ever seen in my life. 9 minutes to go, you're up 4-1, and you lose that game in overtime. Like Lambert said, it's a sin to lose that game. And then tonight, you win against Columbus. So it's like, I literally have no words to make out what this team is or what it does, because they literally make the least sense I've ever seen out of a team in my life. Like, I just don't know what to make of them. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree. They're a very strange team to wrap your head around, because you don't really know like what they are or like what they're doing half the time.
They should be bad, but they're not. They're good.
On paper, they should be good, but they've been bad. But like, they shouldn't be that bad.
It's mind-boggling.
They are a team that, in reality, should be a team that kind of bounces from like that third spot to like a wild card spot, and that's just where they are. And a month ago they were last in the Metro. Now they're tied for second, sitting in third, just because of the
regulation wins. Yeah,
yeah. So they just make no sense.
I wish I had more of a distinct analysis to make of this team, but I don't. I don't, and they're doing this without Pelech and Aho too. So it's like, when they come back, what does that mean for the team? Because they're playing. Mayfield's been terrible. Bull Duke is not good at all, and Mike Riley's been like, not great. So that's half your defense there. It's like, you know, you have Pulak, who's great. Dobson's having an absolute renaissance year. My goodness, he is not even a renaissance year. The guy is unbelievable. I mean, I don't even like know like how to describe what Dobson's done this year. Let me pull up his stats really quick. Dobson's been great. I mean, Barzal and Horvat, like,
never said anything negative about him.
Nope, never said a bad word about Dobson. I just typed in Dobson, and it came up with the Dobson fly. It's apparently a species of fly. Love that. Noah Dobson has, I think he had 2 points tonight, so he's at 25 points in 26 games. Baller season. He's just gotten, ever since they bullied him on Twitter and made him delete his account, he's been absolutely incredible. So hats off to him. Barzal and Horvat absolutely clicking together. I don't know, man. They got the pieces. What's your TV right now? The Kuznetsov shootout. That was so weird. He's going literally negative. I hope they show that replay about how slow he was. But
My TV must be like a little behind, because I saw how slow he was going.
Yeah, so stupid.
He just went super slow, and then
terrible shot. But yeah, just the Islanders have the pieces. I don't know, man. Dobson, Barzal, Horvat leading the way. Nelson, Palmieri, Engvall have been great. They're such a weird team. They need to find like some sort of streak to go on at this point. That was a nice shot. Jason Robertson, which account in fantasy? I don't know what to make of them. It's just they win and they score, and their power play has been unbelievable for the first time in forever. They're like top five in the league, I think, at this point. They had another power play goal or two tonight, and their PK was bad, but now it's like, okay. It will, and the power play will come back down to earth, and then the wins will come. But then if they keep blowing leads, who knows what happens? But what if they don't blow leads and they close out games now like they used to?
If you gave me a billion predictions about how the Islanders season would end, I probably wouldn't pick any of them.
It's so stupid, but they're just weird. I mean, Sorokin hasn't even been himself. Varley's been good, but it's like, I don't know, man. I give up trying to figure them out.
Yeah, I don't know. They're like the biggest anomaly right now just because they make literally
no sense. I don't know. I would have fired Lambert after the San Jose loss, but you know, maybe he's got something going. I don't know, man. It's just like clearly they have some faith in him at least. So we'll see how the season plays out. I mean, they got a chance to pick up some wins here before the new year. They play a couple weak teams. So, you know, you get yourself in a good position by January 1st. I think you're feeling pretty good about yourself, you know. All in all, though, with how bad the Islanders have played, and this is my big thing, with how bad the Islanders have played in some wins and losses with the blown leads, you know, 11 blown leads is awful. They're still in a really good place, in second place in the Metro, tied for second, with this many points. You know, if they play to the capabilities they can and don't blow leads, because they spend the least time trailing in the NHL. I think the stat was they spent 11 minutes a game trailing, which is like nothing. So if they find a way to keep those leads or keep the games even, win some games, they're actually in really good shape. So like if this is the low point, blowing all these leads, and they can figure something out for the last 41 games of the year, they're in good shape. So I'm very curious to see what happens with the Islanders, all in all.
Yeah, me too. I'm very intrigued to see how it all plays out for them.
Yeah, like I'm trying to see if there's any other interesting Islander stats that like would come up, but let's see. So they are now
11-7-7. Seven overtime losses. My God. -6 goal differential. Fair enough. 6-1-3 in their last 10.
I wish this had their power play and penalty kill stats, but it doesn't. Oh, yeah, here we go. Team stats.
Power play is 25%. Pretty damn good. Seventh in the league. Faceoffs, they're top 10. They just get riddled with shots on goals. They're 31st in the league about that. And they take the fourth most penalty minutes in the league. But it's either like up or down, man. Either a stat's really good or it's really bad. Or they blow leads or they win games and easy fashion. So, you know, the wind is at your sails, Islanders. Make of it what you will is how the season's going to go. And it's not stressful at all as an Islander fan.
Yeah. Cool. Moving on from that. Do you have any legends of the week or bums of the week?
Be honest. Didn't think of it. I can try to think off the top of my head, but I might got nothing. I might have nothing this week.
Yeah, I got no legends. I like tried thinking about it last couple of weeks. Like,
yeah, I couldn't think
anything
of anybody.
Stuck out to me. There was nothing. The one thing that I had put since the last time we recorded, bomb of the week. There are two retroactive bombs, and they're both from around the same time. MetLife was my first bomb. My second bomb is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Wow, what a wild stray they just caught. That's crazy.
Well, no, because here's the thing. You know, the parade used to be this whole big thing. You know, you'd see the balloons, you see a couple people perform, and then it was a big spectacle watching Santa come down Fifth Avenue. This year, they trotted out a nearly 80-year-old Cher who sang a new song about DJs playing Christmas songs and was fucking terrible. And then they showed Santa for, I'm not even kidding, 20 seconds before they were like, all right, thanks for coming, bye. And then fucking the national, you know, dog show's on.
How can you not show Santa? The parade's on for like 15 hours. It's on from like 8 a.m. to like 1 p.m. Too long for a parade, by the way. And for that low Santa screen time, I honestly didn't watch the parade at all, so I'll take your word for it. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
Yeah, no love for Santa. Really fucked up.
Jimmy Fallon, like, lip syncing. It's just, ugh.
Oh, dude, it was awful. He was there singing a song.
Terrible, with the Roots. Bro.
It was fucking awful.
He just like he they had the song ended. He stopped singing, and then he goes like he tries to yell like "Thank you, New York," and the mic is just off. It's like so bad. It's so such bad. A clown. I don't like him either.
But yeah, that pretty much wraps it up. You got anything else?
No. See what happens over the next few weeks for these teams, but it's a good pod. Good to be back.
Yeah, good to be back. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. We're on Apple, Google, Spotify, Spotify for Podcasters, Stitcher, all that good stuff.
If you're still listening and you're listening on Stitcher, I'll literally Venmo you $20 if you show proof that you're listening on Stitcher. I don't know what proof that's going to be, but
there's got to be. I'll send you help if you're listening on Stitcher, because that's like you got some serious problems going on.
If you're listening on Stitcher and B, you've made it to the 45th minute of this podcast, you should probably be in like a mental asylum at this point.
Yeah, you got to be on a watch list. Give us a 5-star rating, write us a nice review. Make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at From Broad to Bell. I've been slacking on tweeting there, but Kevin's been there. He's been tweeting a lot.
I was slacking for a little bit, but I'm back.
Yeah, Kevin. Anything else? Any last thoughts?
No, sir.
All right. Well, Wave Room, hopefully you were a success. Hopefully everyone enjoys this podcast, and we'll see you whenever. Peace.